Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Mike Peskin for Brian Lehrer. New York's unemployment rate for June went up, but so did the number of jobs added. Huh? Joining me to look at what's behind the state and city numbers is Anjali Atole, New York economic reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Anjali. Thanks for coming on WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this unemployment rate. It went up for the state and the city. Where's it at now?
It's at 8.9%, which, I mean, New York unemployment has only hit 8.9% twice in the last two decades. So it's pretty high. It outpaces the national rate. And also the national rate has kind of been declining, and New York's has been going up. So it's quite the puzzling picture as to what's going on in New York.
But about a decade ago, New York's rate was sometimes double the national rate. Now it was like 3.5% nationally, 7% New York. So I guess relatively it's a positive picture for New York.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up an interesting point in that New York City's unemployment rate is typically higher than the country, and that has to do with demographics such as education levels. But we were looking at this New York City versus the state versus the country,
yeah,
and, you know, how unemployment has changed in the last year or so. And around September 2011, they diverge. You know, the national rate starts to come down and New York keeps going up. And at the same time, the state is adding jobs. So it's perplexing as to what's going on.
What are the best explanations?
Well, there are two different surveys. A lot of people don't know that unemployment is a household survey where they're calling people and asking, you know, are you unemployed or employed? The jobs added number comes from a separate survey of employers. They're counting how many jobs are on their payrolls. So the data is gathered in separate ways. And there's different reasons as to why this could be occurring. State and local officials point to a growing labor force. More people are rejoining the labor force and are not getting jobs immediately. So that could be one thing. There's other theories as well, though. One is that people classify themselves as self-employed, so they don't count in the unemployment survey. But when they're hired full-time, that's a job added. A couple of other theories as well. We don't know exactly what's going on. Commuters could be taking jobs. You know, somebody could be living in New Jersey and commuting to the city.
Sure.
And also, I mean, people could be working multiple jobs. Some of the gains have been in areas like restaurant and retail where that could be pretty common.
Right. We added three jobs, but there's one person doing all three jobs. That sort
exactly
of thing. Yeah. But the thing that doesn't make sense is why this is taking place now and not the last, you know, four times the survey was taken. Why would this,
right,
these phenomenons you're talking about be new?
Well, one possibility is that New York City just hasn't seen much benefit from what's going on in the rest of the nation in terms of, say, the auto industry rebound or gains in industries like agriculture and natural resources or even single-family home construction. I mean, in New York City, that's, you know, how much is the city going to see a gain from that? So it might depend on the industries that are popular here and, you know, how is New York going to reap any benefit?
Is the consensus, either borne out by these numbers or not, is the consensus generally that New York City has weathered the recession better than most areas?
It depends on who you talk to. You know, obviously, the politicians we talked to for the story pointed to the jobs created. If you talk to labor unions, you know, they're going to point out that a lot of these jobs are low wage. It generally, New York has done better than a lot of states. It does rank high in terms of unemployment, though. I mean, it's 10th highest, but yeah, in terms of private sector job creation, it's done okay.
Is that just luck?
Well, I mean, it's a few things. I mean, it depends on what sector you're talking about as well. I mean, one one thing that's important for job seekers to know is that, you know, these gains have been disproportionate. So corporate profits are up. So the business and professional services sector has done really well. It's posted gains. So if you're looking for a job at, say, Deloitte, you're good. If you're looking for a job in publishing, you know, you might be a bit out of luck there. New York has done well, but in certain areas and not others. And that's something that could be important if you're looking for a job in an area that's not doing well.
Right. Well, at least one of the politicians who are celebrating these numbers is Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He said, as fast as New York City is creating jobs, people are entering the labor market even faster, which indicates optimism and confidence in the city's long-term future. He's a financial whiz. He knows perhaps it does indicate that, and perhaps it could turn around in July. Yes.
Yeah, that's a little rosy. I mean, it is a little interesting how these press releases are written. I mean, they immediately jump to the jobs added, and unemployment rate kind of comes further down. If unemployment rate were low, I would think that would be quite different, right? I mean,
yeah. He's never going to.
A bit more.
He's never going to issue a release to say, "Well, we got to be pessimistic now."
Right. Exactly.
The two modes are optimistic and soon will be optimistic. What about private versus public sector jobs? How's the public sector in this state and city responding?
The public sector has been hit hard, and that's not unusual. I mean, a lot of county and city governments are in hiring freezes or they've gone through layoffs. Cities and counties generally feel the effects of a recession later than the private sector. And they take action later and rebound later. So, I mean, you're seeing that. I talked to the Nassau County government, and they've had layoffs. Yonkers is in a hiring freeze. So that is a sector that's down. And, again, it depends on where you're looking for a job. If you're, you know, if you want to be a government employee, it's going to be a harder process for you than if you're trying to work in retail or finance.
Right. And it used to, of course, be the case, get a government job, you're safe for life.
Yeah, I would say that's not the case anymore,
yeah.
At least not for New York.
And there's one more thing I wanted to follow up on. You mentioned in the household surveys some people might consider themselves self-employed, but what about a lot of our listeners are freelancers? How do they affect the numbers? Are you considered employed or unemployed if you're working but not on staff?
If you're a freelancer, it depends on how you report yourself. I mean, you would say that you're employed. You're not collecting unemployment if you're working on freelance projects. But when you're hired full-time, I mean, you're going to count as a job created, but you're not going to change the unemployment numbers.
All right. We will have to leave it.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, it does make sense. It computes. And listen, there'll be jobs for people to try to suss out what these confusing numbers mean. So I hope you'll be employed for a long time and joining us in the future. Anjali Attoli, who's the New York economics reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Up next, is the term having it all part of the problem insofar as it seems impossible to have it all? We'll take your calls. All of them. Well, all that you choose to offer. Thanks very much. We'll be back in about a minute. Talk about having it all on WNYC.